5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What genre are we going for this time?
Oh gosh, jazz.
Jazz.
It's episode 16. It's episode 16.
Ooh, are we talking about scatting today? Welcome to episode 16. You know the song. It's freeform scat jazz.
Your grandparents probably listened to it during the war.
That's correct. Everybody listened to scat during the war.
Yeah, that when was the like bombs were dropping on Berlin, they were, like, you know, in their shelters. Like, can someone please turn on the... Can someone please turn on the episode 16 song?
They're like, but they didn't say it like that. They said it in German. So yeah, it's like, please turn on the episode 16 song.
The episode 16 song. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
my favorite.
Please. Yeah. Yeah. Danke.
Yeah. Danke. Yeah. Good absurdist intro there. Yeah, good cold open. One. I think we killed it there.
So
one of our funnier ones. So yeah. Let's talk about this week. So this week I was on a podcast. This podcast was very critical of Mr. Beast. And once we uploaded it, within probably an hour, the person who ran the podcast got a message from someone who knew Mr. Beast personally. Mr. Beast had expressed disappointment with the podcast. And due to political and business reasons, the podcast was taken down. And my first response was, well, if he's so upset, he can just pay us off, which is, I mean, I gotta say, like, if you're a person who seems to settle all your problems with money, I can be bought. Like, I can be bought.
Yeah, there's
so.
Like a thumbnail on his YouTube. It's like, I just got this guy to take down his podcast by giving him $20,000.
Like, I'm not that expensive. You know what I mean? Like, I think that could be. That could be a really interesting Beast video in itself. Like, here's how much I had to bribe these five influencers in order to get them to stop being critical of me. Like, that's very funny. But the problem is that I don't think Mr. Beast would ever be so funny as to do that. Like, that's a hardcore hilarious idea. Like, so I put these five influencers in a cage and the first one who agrees to stop criticizing me gets $1 million. Like, just do that. I'll take the money instantly.
Yeah.
Like, I'll retire. Anyways, in other news. So since that happened, I'm sad that the podcast is down because I raged on it quite a bit on like this shit that I complain about normally. But the fact that the podcast wasn't popular, nobody really saw it. But Mr. Beast and Dogpack 404 both saw it within like 2 hours of it being posted. It made me think like, wow, even a god can bleed. Like, I didn't think I was that powerful. I don't think I'm that powerful. I don't think I carry any weight at all.
Meanwhile, Brad's like sitting here like, my power. I didn't know it was so immense.
I know. How could I have gotten Mr. Beast so upset?
I thought I was just a regular man, but maybe I'm something more.
You're very anime shonen.
Yeah, yeah. Someone has to kind of walk up to you and just be like, you must be the...
I must be the chosen one.
Yeah, you're supposed to be the one that fulfills the prophecy.
Yeah, yeah.
To dismantle the beast.
He's the only beast. One who can take down the beast.
The Mr. Beast.
The mystery beast. Yeah, so I told Hannah about this. I told my wife, and she was like, are you happy about this? That you like might have hurt his feelings through the words you said? And I was like, no. If his feelings are hurt by the things I said, it's probably because some of it might have been a little bit true. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like if I was a famous person with millions and millions and millions of dollars, I don't think my feelings would be hurt by like some small level
a podcast
TikToker.
With 2,000
Yeah, a podcast.
Views.
I don't think my feelings would be hurt by a low level podcast with 2,000 views on YouTube. I think my feelings would only be hurt if the things that podcast was saying were accurate. And I think if I wanted to shut that person up and make them stop talking, I would give them $200,000, which is my exact price.
And $200,000 to his best friend.
Oh, that's right. Also $200,000 to my co-host, Stanzi Potenza. Super easy to get
what
me
do
off.
You say, Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast, what do you say? What's the bribe worth it to you, man?
Yeah. Yeah, how much, man?
Yeah, how much, dude? I'm so easy to contact. You know what I mean? God, this is going to be a weird episode. It starts out with like a subtle extortion of somebody else.
No,
like,
it started off with jazz.
No, that's true. It did start off with jazz. The root of all.
And then extortion.
Fun. Yeah.
The jazz eases you into the extortion.
That's right. That's anytime you hear jazz, someone's about to get extorted.
You
know what they say. Smooth jazz.
Oh, every time you hear smooth jazz,
it's time for an extortion.
A man is getting extorted.
You better get ready to pay up. Because if Brad's got a trumpet, that means someone's about to pay money. But Hannah was like, oh, do you feel bad about that? Like, what if he, you know, feels bad? Like, what if you hurt Mr. Beast's feelings?
Like Mr. Beast is what? And in I'm his like, bedroom being like, aww.
I'm like he can ease himself out of that bad feeling with all of his riches.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure all his doubloons.
Yeah,
will,
all of his doubloons
will comfort him in his time of need.
That's fine.
When Brad roasts him on a podcast.
Like I'm not even one of the big guys, and I'm fucking. Anyways, in other news, that's kind of what I wanted to start today's episode with. So for all of you listening, just know that at one point. Your famous scumbag dad / Brad Padre roasted the biggest YouTuber in the world, and that YouTuber saw it, even though it had no fucking views.
But this can't be the first time that, I mean, he's definitely seen it before.
No, I mean, he's definitely seen much worse things said about him.
From you, though, right?
From me.
Like, I'm assuming.
Because
you've come after him, like, multiple times.
I did. And that's because I think that his influences bred a generation of sociopaths. I mean, that's just, like, that's what happens. All of these kids with no talent think they want to be the next Mr. Beast. And as a result, they harass strangers and film homeless people and get trespassed from shelters. And it's made it a weird place. And... you know, Jimmy could put a stop to this if he really wanted to. All
Jimmy.
He has to do is pay me and Stanzi $200,000.
And then everything will be solved.
But wait, no. You know what? Actually, let's get to the seriousness of that.
$400,000.
Yeah, that's correct. It's not even enough. No, but even without the money, like I know that the Mr. B situation will end with him consulting a very professional PR firm who will handle it in a very professional PR way. But the real way to get around this, Jimmy, is just let me interview you one-on-one. And that's it. That's all we need. We don't need a public statement. We don't need you to make on making crazy videos. I put 100 Lamborghinis at the bottom of the ocean and sent safety divers to find them. Like, you don't need to keep doing that. Just you, me in a room with a cup of coffee and $200,000.
Brad's trying to frost Nixon. Is that what Beast. I'm trying to
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. I put this podcaster in a room and he gets $10 million if he can frost Nixon me. But I think
with the thumbnail. Yeah.
I think the way to, you know, if you're the biggest YouTuber in the world and you get into trouble for a variety of reasons, the best way out of it isn't to make more and more extensive and expensive videos. We need some, maybe it's not me who's going to do this, but you need to just sit down in a room with a cup of coffee and just discuss the situation one-on-one with people and to say, like, look, these mistakes happen. I did it because I wanted to make money and I wanted to be the best. Now I'm the best. You could settle the situation pretty easily, but I think it's best done with me and $200,000 for me and Stanley.
$400,000.
I'm sorry. Why not $800,000?
Why not? Yeah. Do Why? I hear a million? Do I hear a million?
Yeah. I mean, it must be tough. On a personal level, it must be tough for him to be at the top of his game and then have so many
it's
people
lonely
mad.
At the top.
It's lonely at the top, man. Let me ease the burden.
Yeah. Yeah. Share the load.
Yeah, with us. Yeah. Come on our podcast. Hey, right? No one would see that one coming. Going on like a normal newscast would be weird. Yeah. I mean, not weird, but going on like a normal news program would be, you know, a big PR move. Going on like, I don't know, what talk show is popular? The View?
Maybe.
The Logan Paul show? I don't know. Hey. Like, take a risk.
Yeah.
Come on our shitty show.
I think Mr. Beast is late to the party.
For only $1,600,000, we'll bring you on and we'll make sure all the views come back. We'll make sure people stop saying mean things. For only $3,200,000
more dollars.
It's less than the PR firm and the lawyers are going to charge. I got to say, like, I'm a cheap option. Associated Press interviewed me today, and we'll see how they spin that story. But, like, you got to silence your biggest critics. And, yeah, it's me. Anyways, let's go on to comedy. Let's talk about something else. But we can – I kind of wanted to say that so that it existed in
oh,
the world.
No, I get it. I get it. He's your – I don't know. He's, like, your final boss.
No, he's not really my final boss because I never hated Mr. Beast the way I hated the normal kindness influencers. Mm. Like, they're my final boss. I just think Mr. Beast inspired them. And
well, that means he's the final boss of them, in a way.
I guess, but I...
But no, but we'll move on to the comedy.
Yeah, we can move on to comedy
Here's
now.
Something that I saw yesterday that I wanted to bring up.
So. Here's a crazy zany thing.
Well, you know, okay, so I was doom scrolling, and I saw this, there was this rat.
Okay, a rat.
In Cambodia.
Okay, go on. This story is great already.
I know. There's this Cambodian rat.
Got it.
Named Magawa.
Got it.
And I guess in Cambodia, they train rats to sniff out landmines because apparently they can do that. This rat was like trained to sniff out landmines. There's this woman on TikTok. Her name is Jen, and she's like, her whole thing is like, she posts something positive every day, which is, I mean, she's like a breath of fresh air. She's a ray of sunshine in the darkness of life.
That's sweet.
You know, I'm like, with everything going on in the world, like, I'm like, oh God, and this, oh, election, oh God, oh, Middle East, oh no. Yeah. And then you're like, here's this story about this dog that saved an old lady. And you're like,
that's what I want.
I was like, I needed that right now. So this woman, Jen, she posted about
the Cambodian rat.
Magawa. So he learned, he can sniff out the landmines and he can walk on them because he's less than 3 pounds. He's 2.6 pounds. So he can like sniff them out and he doesn't trigger them.
Perfect.
So Magawa, he went to school for this, by the way. They trained him.
Wow.
So he has a degree and everything. So he, in his career, found 71 landmines and saved, made safe 56 acres of land.
Awesome.
He won awards.
Uh-huh.
Graduated top of his class.
Uh-oh. I feel like this story's going to get bad.
It's not.
Oh, go on.
Now he's retired. And he spends, he retired. And now he spends his days eating bananas and peanuts with his friends.
That's amazing.
It is. And what have we done with our lives? And what have we done?
Fucking nothing.
I was like, that rat has done more in its life than I ever
have. Do you think that rat, like, even though the rat is retired, they're going to like knock on the cage and be like, yo, one last job.
One last job.
The president's calling you in. There's landmines over here. And he's like, squeak, squeak, squeak.
I don't do that anymore.
I don't do that anymore. That was the old me.
That was the old me. Times have changed. You got new guys now. We don't got guys like you, Magawa.
Yeah. This is a Magawa job. One last big score.
What do you say? You win?
You son of a bitch. I'm in. But it's in rat language, so it's like, squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a crazy
That's a very uplifting story.
Yeah.
That's the most uplifting thing we have said in 16 episodes of Late to the Party.
Probably,
where most of the time it's just been sort of a drug-addled rant and complaint rant and just yelling at each other. I love to hear about this rat that saved lives.
Well, you know, I can bring up more stories like that anytime you want.
Should we become like a positivity podcast? I'm just saying, like, all we need to do is like point up like this, and the clips would be like, look at this nice thing that happened. We really have faith in humanity.
I don't think so.
Speaking of faith in humanity, one of my friends was telling me that he is, his job might not last through the end of the year because like studio changes. And he asked me how I can make money online. And I'm like, he lives downtown, and I'm like, make kindness content. Just film poor people. He's like, are you kidding? I'm like, I don't think you should. But like, if you're desperate for money, the quickest way from point A to profit is just to like start filming LA downtown homeless. There was a guy, he goes on live. I don't remember what, I think it might be called like Skid Row Stories or something. And all he does is go on live and focus down on street level and just tweakers doing tweaker stuff. And I think there was like a couple thousand people watching on a live stream. That is money. That is a consistent profit scheme. I don't like it. It's immoral and weird. But like, if my friend is having financial trouble and he asks me how to make money on content, I can be like, it's a lot easier than being a comedian.
It makes me so sad though, because every time I see like a homeless person, I think about like how many people are so close in their lives to like having to resort to that level because everything is unaffordable and no one's getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, inflation is a fucking bitch and our country has become like crazy expensive. Like homelessness is on the rise because milk is like three times what it was a couple of years ago.
Oh, it's so crazy. I made a video the other day for my mutuals because I was just like, we've talked about this before at least, but like, I think people assume because you have a lot of followers, you
that
have a lot of
money.
That
we're rich as shit, and that's not correct.
That is incorrect. That is very incorrect. I was like, yeah, man, this year has been rough. And then we talked about this actually a couple episodes ago, but yeah, like everyone's been like, it's rough out here, mm-hmm. like entertainment industry, like it's rough. And you know, I'm mutuals with some like working actors, like I'm mutuals with an actress that was on White Lotus. And she liked my post about that,
cool.
about being like, times are tough. And then she, I was like, yeah, okay. So I guess everyone is feeling this to some extent at least. But yeah, no, it's so wild.
Yeah, it's across the board. I mean, even the orthodontic industry, like we don't have as many like patients coming in as like we used to because things aren't as lucrative.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There were a lot of self-care things that I was doing a lot more during like the beginning of the year mm-hmm. that I haven't been like, I remember the last time I went to get laser hair removal. I'm like, yeah, I was like, that's not a, I was like, I don't want to spend money on laser hair removal right now.
Do you know what's interesting about the economy right now is that even though everything's more expensive, the new generation, since they can't afford houses, they're spending more on weird, small luxury goods. Like there's an analyst who talked about this, who talked about how, for instance, the Erewhon smoothie, which is a very expensive smoothie, how it sells like crazy. And it's because people like yourself who are in their, you know, mid-20s, they basically can't buy a house. But they've got like some savings. So they spend it on weird treats to make themselves feel better. Because they're so depressed from not buying.
Yeah, you
a
gotta
house.
Get a dopamine hit every now and then.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you have such little confidence in the future financially, you know, what do you have to look forward to? What do you have to keep going? And if it's a Hailey Bieber smoothie that sort of like gets you to stop thinking about how depressed you are about landlords taking a disproportionate amount of your money, then that's what you're going to fucking do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Hailey Bieber smoothie has replaced normal drugs for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, wow. That's sad.
Now we got...
Holy
we like,
shit.
Yeah, we're like, oh, let's move on to comedy.
Wait, do you remember how like 5 minutes ago, I'm like, yeah. I went off on how Mr. Beast got sad at something I said, and now we're like, let's be funny. Oh, by the way, the economy is terrible. And people can't afford shit. So they're instead wasting their money on fancy pants smoothies. Yeah.
It is unfortunate, but when you don't have a lot of money, it is kind of all you think about. And I'm like, I always say, like, I don't need to be like filthy rich. I just want to get to a point where I don't have to think about money.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't that, yeah.
Yeah, damn. I think everybody can sort of relate to that.
Yeah.
And... in Hannah and I, we talk about moving all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Because
After
we just bought a house. I just bought the house because I like hanging out with everybody I know in LA. We constantly talk about how much better the healthcare is outside of the country. We talk about how American culture is all fucking weird.
Oh, so you're talking about moving to like Korea?
Like Korea or Laos.
Oh, wow.
Laos is awesome.
Jesus Christ.
Laos is fucking... I think I went to the emergency room. I went to, oh no, I'm sorry. That wasn't in Laos. I went to the emergency room in Bali And I was in and out of there in an hour, and it was $80.
Wow.
And they sewed me up. I fell off a scooter.
Right.
And I made a huge gash in my arm. And they stitched me up and gave me medications. It was like $84.95. No wait. It was just the craziest, most high quality experience medically in the world.
Wow.
You know, I'm just so used to shitty stuff. And then Hannah went to the ER in Korea like shortly afterwards, and we had like four doctors look at her. I think it was still like, she required a lot more work, but it was still only like $600 compared to the US, where I'm expecting like a $3,000 bill for anything.
Man.
Yeah. Man, we're...
Yeah, we're getting deep again.
Are we getting deep again? God fucking damn it. We should talk about porn. Anytime we talk about porn, all of a sudden the energy goes up. Everybody's super crazy. And
what other states would you move to?
States in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get real technical, like I already lived in Iowa and it's so cheap to live there compared to L.A. that if I moved there, I would probably just retire and call it a day. I just don't really want to because... I like the weather out here in California, and I like the lifestyle that we've got, and I like all the friends that we've got. You know, don't get me wrong. I've got friends in Iowa. I just have more of them here. You know what I mean? You'd probably, yeah. You know, if shit hit the fan, you'd probably move to Boston, hang out with your family, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, if things got really bad for me, I would just go back home.
Yeah.
My mom would love that. I know my mom listens to this podcast, so she's probably
Hi, Miss Potenza.
You'll meet my mom next week.
Yeah, that's cool. She's visiting.
Yeah.
That's fun. What are you going to take her to do? Don't take her to Hollywood Boulevard.
No, I know. My cousin came to LA. She didn't come to see me. They have a friend out here, and like I didn't see her while she was here, but she went to, she was like, yeah, I was in Hollywood. And I was like, what?
Yeah, why? It's terrible.
Why did you do that?
Here are the top five mistakes tourists make when coming to LA. Number one, they go to Hollywood Boulevard and they find themselves disappointed.
Downtown LA.
Number two, they go to downtown LA and they stay there because they think it's effing New York. They think, oh, well, it's just like Manhattan.
We're going downtown.
No. Number two, they stay in downtown LA. Boo. Number three, they chose LA instead of Vegas, which is a much more logistically robust city. Number four, I don't even know what number four would be.
Fuck you.
Number five, they think they're going to Uber everywhere, and then they find out different things are like an hour away, and they get pissed off.
Yeah, it is not easy.
It is not fun.
Yeah. I'm taking her to High Tea.
That's cute.
I'm going to do that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good call.
But I want to take her, like, I don't know what else. This is the thing is like, I don't know where else in LA is like a good place to take her to.
You want to take her to the club? Take her to No Vacancy?
Do you think she would like No Vacancy?
Does she like to drink?
Yes.
Oh, then yeah. Take her to No Vacancy. That place is fun.
Yeah. I was thinking of asking you guys if you wanted to go.
Probably. Ask me about after the podcast because we have a bunch of crazy shit.
I've never been. And I was like, oh, like that's a place. I don't really drink, but like I would like to go there because I heard it's kind of like you should go there at least once. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was like, maybe I'll take her to karaoke. Like, I don't know. Like,
K-Town karaoke is very fun.
Yeah. LA doesn't have the most to offer for touristy
in terms of a tourist. No.
And you can't walk around.
Universal Studios, I guess.
Mm, yeah. I was like, I guess Disneyland.
You take her to Skid Row.
Oh, yeah.
Get her hooked on drugs.
And then it doesn't even matter what kind of time she's
having.
That's
true. Because
she's going to be so high out of her goddamn mind that she won't even know what's going on.
Correct. She won't have any problems if she's up on fence.
Yeah. And then we'll just tweak out in my apartment with my cats for a few days.
Yeah. Not a bad situation, actually.
Yeah. And it's great. And they'll send her home with a little bit of heroin. A little bit of crack. And
What
could go wrong? It'll be great. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I think she's just excited to see my cats, which is wonderful. I have been seeing a lot more women online talking about having cats and not men in their lives. And I think that's interesting.
Yeah, the 4B movement's definitely, you know, been pretty effective at reducing the number of dates people go on.
You know, it's not even women that are like actively like, I don't want to be around men. I don't want to date men. It's just like, they're just like, yeah, I can't find a man that is like, I want to be with. And It's like they're trying, but they're not having success. And so they're like, I'm going to focus on this other aspect of my life.
I want to focus on raising cats.
I sort of think of like dating almost like, because I have you guys telling me all, like, you know, you guys are always like, oh, every like male friend that I have is always like, why don't you just get a boyfriend? Why don't you just start dating?
As if it's that easy.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I sort of think of dating as like when you're building an elaborate puzzle and you're like stuck on a piece that has a lot of other pieces that look like they could fit and like almost should fit, but it just doesn't for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, instead of trying to make these pieces try to fit with the piece that I'm working on, why don't I just like move them aside and look for the other pieces since those ones clearly aren't working? Mm-hmm. Or why don't I just like move to a different part of the puzzle and start working on that instead? And I feel like dating in a way is like focusing too much on those pieces, like focusing too much on like, I don't know, like whatever person you're like dating, you know, because there are a lot of people that you date throughout your life that you're like, this person is mostly really great. And but they have something that's just like fundamentally between you two is just like not going to work out in the long run or something. But you're like trying to make it work so hard that you're like compromising whatever it is to try to make it work with this
person.
Yeah,
because you don't want to be lonely.
Yeah. But like clearly, but the pieces don't fit and it's not going to fit with the rest of your life. And that piece is needed somewhere else. So it's like I sort of think of it like that. So when dating was, when I got to a point where I was just exhausted from it, I was like, I'm going to focus on my career for a little bit. And then I became successful and I was like, oh my God. I feel like I was not utilizing my time.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Yeah, we've had some very, very successful female friends bring new guys around and they don't seem like they have it together. But the girl's very happy. The girl's very happy and that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy for her that she's got somebody she can consistently sleep with who seems to care about her. But it's just, you know, it's a little scary out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, have I ever told you this story? This is actually kind of a crazy fucking story.
Tell me the story.
Okay. I had a boyfriend when I was like 17 that him and I like broke up a couple times. But like after the second time we had broken up, we actually were in this like theater program together. And so we had to act with each other for like a few weeks. I think it was like 4 weeks where we had to like be on stage with each other and like interact with each other with a bunch of people. And we would take the same train and we had gotten into a fight like the night before, like one of our shows or something. And I was on the train and then he got on the train and then I was trying to like talk to him and be like, hey, listen, we should probably like not be
together.
Like, no, like fighting or like, you know, because like we have to, our characters interacted with each other. And so I was like, we probably shouldn't be like fighting. Like we should probably just like hash this out and like be cool. But he was just like not having it. And I was just talking to him and then he snapped. And all of a sudden he turned around and he grabbed my throat.
Wow.
And he started screaming in my face.
That's rough.
On a train.
That's
in public.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I was so shocked because I was like, what the fuck just happened? And he got off with one of the girls that was like in all that with us, like she was there too. And they both got off and went on to the other cart together.
Uh-huh.
And I could see them through the train, like the window. And so I was like, okay. So they sat down and then I went and go found a seat. There were people on this train. They saw what happened. So there was like this man sitting across from me who like saw that I was like this. There was this woman next to me, like this townie woman. She was like, are you okay, honey? And I'm like, I'm like, okay. Like now I'm like getting emotional because of that just happened. And like, she's like, never let a fucking man touch you.
Oh,
and
man.
Then there's a man sitting across from me who has like a packet of tissues and he like leans over and he gives me the packet of tissues. And I'm like, thank you. And then there's this other guy who's like sitting like diagonally across me on like the opposite side of the train. And he's just like crouched over like this,
mm-hmm.
like staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, yeah, he's probably just like saw what happened and then like whatever. And then he gets up and he walks over to me. He goes, yo, did that guy just hit you? And I was like, oh, like it's okay. And he just goes, and so at the next stop.
Okay, got it.
At the next stop, doors open.
Yeah.
That guy signals to his other friend that's on the train with him to exit the cart. And they both get off.
Uh-huh.
And I see them get off the train.
Yeah.
And move to the next cart over.
Uh-huh.
Where
he is.
Where my ex is.
Oh, jeez.
And I watch as these two men walk over to him. The friend that he got to come over is just standing there, like, guarding, making sure that no one steps in. And the guy that came up to me walks over to my ex, grabs his throat, starts screaming in his face, and slaps him across the face.
Wow.
And then they get off at the next stop, come back onto my cart, and he goes, I got you. And I was like,
that's crazy.
Oh my God. I was like, I can't believe I've never told you that story.
Wow, I've never heard that story.
Yeah, it was so insane. And then we had to perform Shakespeare that night. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So crazy.
What a crazy and intense night.
Yeah. Ugh. So every now and then I sort of like remember that. Usually when I think about like experiences with my ex, I think of my most recent ex because we just had like 4 years of kind of like tumultuous bullshit that we went through. But like, yeah. And then every now and then I'll remember that story and I'm like, oh yeah, that fucking happened and that sucked. Cause I was, you know, that was over 10 years ago. It was like 11 years ago. So it was a while ago.
Bet you can't wait to get back into the dating pool these days.
I know. Yeah, but that's, you know, when I think about my experiences with men, sometimes I'm like, Jesus Christ. But then at the same time, you know, like I've had good experience with men, like in that situation, like that dude helped me out a little bit. So I was like, thanks, you know, like, but yeah, like, and I think about the kind of person I am now and I'm like, oh man, I wouldn't let that shit fly now. Like I'm a very different person.
You're definitely a tough cookie now.
Yeah, I'm a tough cookie. But at the time, I think I was just very like, I don't know. I was in love and I was like, you know, teen love. And I was like,
dealt with it.
Me, me, me. Yeah, it was just weird. He was fucking homeschooled. That's why he was such a fucking weirdo.
I think not everybody who's homeschooled ends up being a weirdo.
But he also, his family like raised him in the woods, basically. Like they were, like, you know, like it was homeschooled plus they were living like secluded, like away from the town. Like,
oh, got it.
Yeah, I was like, this is weird. Yeah. Everyone kind of was like, yeah, that guy's like a little bit weird. But I was like, eh, whatever. Like, we're all a little weird. But
yeah,
we all,
yeah, but he was,
but we
like
all
he was
don't
a little
bit choke
weird.
Out people on trains.
He gets a little choky.
He gets a little choky every now and
well,
then.
Well, you mean like he gets choked up? No, he loves to, you know.
He is, oh, like, loves ooh. To like grab. And you don't know when it's coming, so you got to be on your toes.
Just always... You get those reflexes.
Be careful
up.
If you get on trains.
Yeah. He loves to choke people on trains.
Public transit.
Oh,
yeah
it's his thing.
But you know, it was in that moment where I was like, oh, I'm that train person of the day.
Oh, God.
Because in public transportation, there's
usually
always...
Usually you keep your head down.
There's always at least one weirdo. You know, you always are like, ah... That guy's the weirdo of the day. Like, what incident is going to happen on the train today? So, obviously, yeah, I was in Boston.
I was in Boston. Okay.
Grew up on, and we had the T, so, like, MBTA. So, like, you know, you would see random shit happen all the time, crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm that person of the day. Cool.
It's your turn. Your number's up.
Everyone's got to, yeah, it's like jury duty. Everyone's got to be the weirdo on the train.
Everyone's got to have that one time they're like... They call you up to like, hey, check it out. Today you got to cause an incident. It's like jury duty.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Today
that's
you...
what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well,
Brad
I said
was
it...
like, oh, I didn't. Brad doesn't listen to women.
I said it louder in a man's voice.
I think we said it about the same volume.
Oh, fine,
but
fine.
He did say it in a man's voice.
Yeah,
so
they
I'll
call
give
you
that.
Up to like, today's your day. Oh, I got to cause an incident with
I gotta
my boyfriend.
Do it. Yeah.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I was in Boston, when I was like in my like, I don't know, I was like probably like 23, 24. Mm-hmm. I would go out to the bars in Faneuil Hall, if you're like aware, which are like
reference.
Trashy. They're the kind of like trashy bars. Got there it. Was this one bar called the Wild Rover. And I would go, there was like an Irish bar that had like kind of a, it was like a club-y.
An Irish bar in Boston?
Yeah.
Don't say.
It was like a karaoke bar at the bottom. And then up top, there was like kind of like a, it was more of like a clubby sort of vibe, like people dancing mm-hmm. and bullshit. So we would go there all the time. I was on my way to go there with a friend and I'm like sitting on the train and I'm in like club clothes, obviously. So obviously you're a target for like people. So I see two guys come onto the train. One of them has, he's pushing a wheelchair full of plastic bags. And I'm like, that is not a great sign when you see that in front of you.
Of course.
So of course, one of them sits directly across from me and the other one sits directly next to me. And I'm like, fantastic.
Got it.
So I'm like sort of cornered by them and they're like talking to me and I'm like kind of just like, I'm just entertaining them. I'm chatting them up a little bit. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And they're like telling me a story about their day. Like, yeah, we were helping this fucking guy out and, you know, trying to help him figure out where to go. And we were just being good guys. We only asked him for like a couple of Adderall and Percocets, you know, for payment. I was like, that's so nice of you. Oh. You guys are really nice for that.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, I was like, good for you. And then like the one next to me, there was like a heart candy mm-hmm. on the ground. You know, like the Be Mine candies. Mm-hmm. And he like picks it up and then he gives it to me. And I was like, thanks. And then he goes, would you ever date a man without a college education?
And I was like, one hell of a pickup line.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I think this is my stop, boys. And I got off the train and I called myself an Uber.
What a great day.
Yeah. I was like, man, I got to stop. Like, being a woman sometimes just is.
It seems stressful.
In public. You're,
being a woman in public does seem very stressful.
I had a train employee once.
Yeah.
I was like getting onto the train and it was like, I was basically the only one at this time of night, like mm-hmm. getting on the train. So I like Brad's face right now. He's like,
I feel bad for her. Honestly. Like, yeah. I mean, I hate hearing these stories because it is very legitimately difficult to just be a woman in public. Like you're going to get bothered.
He was like one of the downstairs employees. Like he was kind of like helping people with tickets and stuff. So I like tap my card and go upstairs. He goes upstairs. He starts looking in every cart to see which cart I'm on. Yeah. He finds the cart I'm on. He's just like, where are you going tonight? And I was like, oh, I'm meeting my friend at a bar. He's kind of like, you want to meet up afterward? And I was like, I don't think that is going to happen. I was like, I'm like doing the girl thing. I'm like, sorry, I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we could just be friends. And I was like, ah, man.
Oh, God,
well,
that's so pathetic.
I don't. I was like, I don't think so. He's like, okay, do you want to just tell me where you're going? And then I could just meet you there. And I was like,
that's insane.
I was like, oh, no. Sorry.
God damn.
I did meet a guy on the train once, though, that did ask for my number. And I did legitimately have a boyfriend at the time.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, I legitimately had a boyfriend at the time. And I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, I do have a boyfriend. And then he was like, oh, it's okay. You just seemed like, I liked your style. You seemed cool. And then he like, I guess just had a lot of weed on him because I guess he would like sell it.
Okay.
And so he just like opened up his bag. He's like, let me just give you some. And
that's great.
Like, I was like, oh, wow. Oh, thanks, nice. Man.
That's very sweet.
And then I like saw my boyfriend later and I was like, this weed was given to us by a man mm-hmm. who tried to hit on me mm-hmm. and it wasn't successful, but you're welcome. For me being a pretty girl, and now you get free drugs.
Yeah, Hannah did that to me in Vegas. When guys would buy her drinks, she'd accept it and then give it to me. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's when I knew she was
nice.
The one. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, how is this like a third vodka Coke? Or she's like, yeah, I know you like it. And I'm not going to drink anymore. Because like it was a time when like I was traveling with her and like a couple girls. And like the girls would F off over there. And I think I was with a friend of mine. And they would like, you know, my friend would see me. It's like, oh, your girlfriend's flirting with other guys. I'm like, yeah, she's just going to get me a drink. And then, and then he was like, don't you feel bad about that? I'm like, no, I think that's happened to me before. So I'm contributing to the circle of life. Like, I'm sure I've bought drinks for girls in the past that they would just immediately turn around and give to their boyfriends and ignore the shit out of me. And I'm like, well, you know, this is my turn. It's my turn to have a cute girlfriend where guys hand her drinks and then she gives them to me.
It's my turn.
I know.
Yeah. And we know Hannah. We know Hannah can't drink that much.
No, Hannah cannot drink that much.
So, you know.
She is a very, very much a lightweight.
In a way, she's just looking out for her own health.
That's correct.
By handing it off to you.
Yeah. Those were fun days.
Good times.
Good times.
Brad gets free drinks and I get harassed.
You get harassed. Yeah, I do. I do feel legitimately terrible for a lot of the girls I see online on those like Riz Cam videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of men who aren't very experienced dating girls, they don't understand how women react when they're uncomfortable. When they're uncomfortable, they do smile and they do sometimes give the guy the Snapchat or Instagram to get the conversation to end.
Yeah, and you have to because it's
you have
like,
to because sometimes the guy will really get mad or yell at you or even like
yeah, it's like a safety thing.
It's a safety thing.
Ugh, it's so annoying.
It sucks.
This is why I don't leave my apartment.
I know, and it sucks, and I feel bad for all ladies who have that happen to them. And there's nothing that can be done about it. It's just going to be a perpetual cultural problem.
You know, I never have to worry about being stalked home by my cat.
Yeah.
Getting verbally harassed. Oh, yeah, my cat's never choked me on a train. The worst thing he does.
It can't. It's got a little paws.
Yeah, the worst thing he does is he jumps up on my counters.
Yeah, maybe knocks over a couple things.
I'm like, I don't like that. Yeah. But, you know, I'm never worried about.
You're never threatened.
Yeah, I've never felt threatened by my cat. Thank God. Yeah.
Well, this has been one hell of an episode.
One hell of an episode. A lot of crazy Stonzi lore that just came out.
Yeah, we bounced down a couple of subjects, but now you guys know a lot more stuff about Stonzi's love life than you didn't know before. You can trot out in those like dinner party conversations. Like, you'll never believe what happened to Stonzi Potenza 5 years ago. I don't know why I'm doing a lot of smoking cigarettes gags, but whatever. In other news, please see Stonzi's tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come see me on tour.
Stonzi's going on tour. I think this episode will be released right before the tour. So check her website.
Check all my socials. The link in the bio will send you to where you can buy tickets to see me do stand-up comedy, because I do that.
Use discount code nothing.
Because I don't have a discount code. Yeah,
there's no discount code. Pay full price.
Yeah. Come on, you guys. See me.
Yeah.
Please.
I don't mind paying full price for things these days if I really respect it. I'm like, let the money go to the artist.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Well. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening.
Whoa, do I hear smooth jazz? Is someone about to get extorted?
I think so, honey.
This is the soundtrack to your extortion. Tune in next week where we talk about scat.
Music.
Specifically the music, not anything else called scat. This was episode
16. Goodbye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.